This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A-N-N like November, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Vera, V-E-R-A, Vanderhart, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-A-R-T. Date of birth is 2-3 of 1942. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Vanderhart with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was December 2nd of 2024. Since that time, she's had several hospitalizations for congestive heart failure. The most recent one was May of this year, and she had atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, and required IV infusion and Foley catheter to monitor urine output carefully. She had decompensated congestive heart failure. Then after discharge, she was readmitted to ALMA inpatient rehab unit from May 14th through May 27th due to debility. And she is doing much better. She's able to walk in for this visit today with her walker and her husband. And she will be getting some home physical therapy and nursing care for several weeks after discharge, too. And she does have specific exercises she's supposed to do at home to maintain strength and prevent falls. Currently, she has lost 21 pounds since her last visit. But a lot of that is diuresis and fluid removal. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have mild dyspnea on exertion, but she does walk very slowly to prevent that. Urine is clear. She makes adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness or blood. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Medications, there are many different medications since she was hospitalized. Lasix was changed to Demodex, 20 milligrams. She takes 2 daily with potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent, 2 daily. Bisoprolol is 5 milligram twice a day. That's the same. Melatonin is 5 milligram at bedtime as needed for sleep. She still uses Pravacol. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. Simbicort inhaler. New for congestive heart failure is Lanoxin, 0.125 milligram, one every other day, and also Synthroid, 25 microgram once daily is new since she was discharged. Physical exam, weight is 211 pounds, pulse is 68, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 72. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is currently regular without murmur or rub. Abdomen obese and non-tender, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 26th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.24. Estimated GFR is 43. She did get up over 2 while she was hospitalized and acutely ill with exacerbation of congestive heart failure. Liver enzymes were also elevated. They're slowly coming down. Sodium, 136. Potassium, 3.6. Carbon dioxide, 28. Albumin low at 3.2. Calcium's 8.6. Liver enzymes, the AST is 95, the ALT is 76, alkaline phosphatase 152, total bilirubin 1.4, magnesium 1.7, hemoglobin 14.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We would like her to have labs every 2 to 3 months. 2, hypertension, that's well controlled on current medications. 3, congestive heart failure, improved with Lanoxin and the new diuretic Demodex and normal potassium levels. 4, bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.